In the event that your marriage breaks up, same with Art Buchwald. He's got something in there about it today, too. Yeah, Marvin Michelson, or Mitchelson, what's his name? That boy that was involved with Lee Marvin, he said that he's arranged for 10 of those agreements to be filled out before people got married. And so far, 9 people actually got divorced. So, while they do make sense, it's true they aren't the most romantic thing in the world. Imagine trying to get married. You know, there you are, honey. You're the woman of my dreams. I want you to have my children. I want you above all others. I'll hold you when you're sick. And hold you when you're happy. And when you're sad, I'll wipe away your tears. But before we say I do, would you mind signing this little form here? Just on the very remote possibility that I should end up hating your stinking guts. I can get you out of my life with a minimal problem. Well, you know, that's the way it always is. One party wants to sign that. Generally, if both people have a similar investment, then what the hey? I guess it's might as well sign one of them things. But that's not the way it normally works. The way it normally works is you got some guy that's got big bucks. He falls in love with little honey who ain't got big bucks. And always nagging at the back of his mind is, what if one day I want to unload this thing? Or, you know, not necessarily to be so cruel, you know, suppose you just, you know, you change. A couple of years go by. And then a couple more, and you realize you've made a big mistake. Hey, buddy, she's your wife. Generally speaking, a half of everything. I remember when I got divorced from Estelle, I had to split everything in half, but I didn't have anything back in those days, so hey, you know, it cost me a few grand and it was over with. But now, geez, I could just see that. Oh, I get chills thinking about that. You know, I got 3 houses, I got a big boat, I got an income that looks like it will blossom and continue to grow. I can just see myself in a divorce court. Whee! 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 No way, Jose! I'd have to sell the house in Vauxhall Road. I can just see that. Moving to a stinking little furnished room somewhere in the far reaches of Gay Daysbag. Having her ride in the boat with some sleazo, some greasy person she picked up somewhere. Oh, no, 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 no. I wake up in a cold sweat sometimes thinking about it. But if I ever do decide to get married again, I think I'll have to go with one of them prenuptial agreements. The thing is, how do you get the name to sign that thing without killing the whole relationship? Because it is, let's face it, it's just an insult. It's saying that, you know, it might not work out and I don't want to give you all my money if it doesn't. How do you say that nicely? Do you wait to 3 months before the wedding and talk about it one night? Or do you wait to the wedding day as you're about ready to leave for the church? Do you say, okay, honey, hey, this is it. I'm getting married in the morning. Oh, let me see. Would you mind signing this before we go and then we can be off? Okay, I'll go out and warm. She'll say, what is it? Oh, nothing, just a formality. What is this, honey? Oh, yeah, just a formality. And then she'll read it and say, my God, that's what you think of our chances? That's what you think of our hopes, our dreams for the future? Well, that's it. If that's what you think, I'm going home to mother. And then you got 100 people you invited to the wedding wondering what the hell they're going to do with all the waffle irons and percolators, you know? No, I think the best way to do it, I want to get married, I'll stage a call from my accountant when whoever it is there. You see, and I'll end up, she'll be able to hear one side of the conversation, my side. She'll be able to hear me say, no, that's ridiculous. You dare to insult me that way? Let me tell you something. I love this woman. I love this woman. And with me, this woman is forever. And if you think I'd ever bring a document like that would insult our relationship and our integrity, you know something? I don't think I even want to deal with you anymore. I realize you've been my accountant for 20 years. I realize I owe you a lot. But let me tell you something. You owe me a little respect. And you owe me the respect. If I think the woman is perfect for me, then the woman is perfect for me. And if you think you can do that, and bang, I'll hang up the phone.
And the woman will say, well, gee, what was that all about? I'll say, no, honey, you don't want to. She'll say, no. I'll say, well, you know, George, the accountant, he's his size. He wants me to sign a prenuptial agreement with you. Can you imagine that? You, the woman, you're going to be my... Well, I'm going to tell him in the morning that that's it. We're through. She'll say, but honey, he was your accountant for 20 years. He's responsible for a big part of your... No, he's through. If he wants to insult us that way, he says he can't be my accountant anymore if I'm going to do something so stupid. So he can quit if he wants to quit, and I can quit. She'll say, no, honey, no. Look, if it'll make your accountant feel better, well, I'll go ahead and sign it. What difference does it make? We both know it's forever anyway. Yes, that's the way. That's the way to do it. And then she'll say, well, I gotta run outside. I gotta go pick some flowers for my bridal bouquet. I'll say, okay, honey. Well, all right, if you insist. And the second she leaves the room, yay! I'm a left foot! I'm a right foot! She's signing! I'm a free man now! I'm a left foot! I'm a right foot! She ain't gonna get the bullet on my house now! I'm a left foot! I'm a right foot! And she'll come walking in the middle of that, and she'll say, what in the blue blazes is going on in here? I'll say, oh, nothing, honey. Just rehearsing for the dance Saturday night at the VFW.